With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me, Jo Elvin, the editor-in-chief of Glamour magazine. And on this Glamour Hey It's Okay's podcast, bit of a treaty treat for me. I've got one of my best pals in today. We've got, we're sort of doing a podcast, I don't know, cross-pollination. Maybe it's a mutation. I don't know. But Jules and Sarah are here of Jules and Sarah podcast fame. And if you haven't heard Jules and Sarah from Jules and Sarah podcast fame, then I'd say you should listen to Jules and Sarah of Jules and Sarah.
Oh, yeah,
hi, Jules and Sarah.
That was amazing, Jo. Thank you so much.
I should go home now. That was it.
Bye. Great.
Yeah. How many more times going to say Jules and Sarah? And hopefully you can tell which one's which just by listening.
I don't know.
Because Jules in this current is quite climate, a feminine sounding name. So
yeah, that is,
you know,
actually.
You make it sound like I'm a builder. I'm pretty feminine myself.
I haven't been mistaken for Jules just yet.
No.
More's the pity, actually. More's the pity.
The height difference and the silver boots help you out then.
Sarah is wearing the silver boots. I'm in my favourite colour.
Do you know black. What? It's all a bit Noel Fielding though. I had to take off my leopard print coat because I thought, it's too Noel. I've gone proper rogue Noel Fielding.
Is there ever such a thing as too much
Well,
Noel?
Maybe not. Maybe no, not.
I don't think so. So tell me, how are you guys? Tell me all about your little venture together, which is not so little, is it? It's really booming. The podcast.
It is booming. It's actually so wonderful. I mean, if you haven't listened to Jules and Sarah, the podcast.
What's it called?
Jules and Sarah, the podcast. I'll put it on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
We are two Northerners who live in London, and we were described the other week, weren't we, as over the fence neighbours chat.
Nanas.
Nanas on the bus.
Nanas on the bus.
Because we were saying, we think that our podcast, the world is, it can be quite grim and days can be quite hard and people can be really annoying. And if you just want to shut your door, have a glass of wine, eat some cheese and have a damn good giggle, this is where you need to come.
This is why I think it's a great idea that you guys are visiting us, because I feel like there's a lot of synergy. I feel like we all adore talking about utter rubbish.
Yes.
And there's nothing better than talking about nonsense.
Nothing. It's important.
Isn't it amazing? It's amazing to me how I can start out with a topic on this podcast and think, oh, that's kind of trivial and rubbish. And then we end up getting really emphatic and serious and ranty about something. And it might be whether or not your underwear should match.
But,
and, you know, we find that we've got a lot of serious, very, very strong viewpoints on that.
I don't think I've ever worn underwear that matched, incidentally. Just putting that out
just
there
while
now.
We're touching that.
Just to cover that off.
Because you're northern.
It's because
is that why?
It's because
she was raised by Kerry Katona. That's why.
Common. That's what it is, Jo.
She was Mum of the Year, though. What are you talking about? She was Mum of the Year.
Lest we forget.
Something I aspire to, will never, ever achieve. As my daughter reminds me on a daily basis. So what sort of stuff do you talk about on your podcast? I know you talk a lot about Port Salut cheese.
Yeah,
one of my favourite cheeses.
Cheese is a massive feature. But also, we just talk about our mums, don't we?
Yes.
And day-to-day things that maybe have happened to us. We're quite calamity people. I describe myself as the kind of person who could fall over someone's shoe.
Yeah.
Or even my own shoe.
Excuse me, you are talking to the person who tripped over the leg of her own trousers. And ended up...
That's true. That's actually very true.
Head blocks in the back of an ambulance.
Joe, what a story though. What a story.
But, you know, don't worry. I've got loads of other ones even worse for your podcast. Yes. So, yeah.
But it's quite nice though, because Sarah and I met, if you're wondering
who... See, that was one of my questions.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You ruined my journalistic patter.
I'm just jumping the gun.
Jules and Sarah, how did you guys meet?
Well, we met because I was doing my radio show and Jules came on as a celebrity tanning expert.
Celebrity Space Honey was doing Strictly.
That's it. Yeah, you came on to talk about getting the glow.
And this is how I know Jules, because of the tanning. Jules has seen a lot more of me than even my husband has lately, let's be honest.
There was a few people in the glamour office who put their head down when I walked in. Like, oh God, it's Jules.
He's basically blackmailed his way onto this podcast. let me on the podcast or tell everyone about your weird boobs. That was it, basically.
Joe's covered in scales,
really. Seen it all. But we thought we were hilarious and started hanging out, but we didn't hang out with each other enough. So we decided to start the podcast just as an excuse to get together every single week. And we thought, the podcast will phase out, but then we can just turn it into dinner. And actually, the podcast hasn't. We've loved it. We've done it every single week. We've started doing YouTube videos.
And it's been well over a year now, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Every single week. It comes out every Friday, 7. Hi. And we just, I mean, we think we are hilarious.
Well, you are hilarious. I've cooked to it. I've drank to it. I've wrapped Christmas presents in my in-laws' house to it, which is, you know, sustained me through many, many tough times in my life. Only joking, I love my in-laws.
But we're also really lucky because, I mean, in my job, I work with celebrities, and one of these celebrities is Sarah Cox, and she actually helped us in the beginning, didn't she?
Yeah.
She mentored our podcast and got it going and was like, you need to do this, just change this. And
James, we didn't have... James is here producing today, James Williams, podcast stud, podcast favourite with the glamour audience. And we didn't have anyone mentoring us.
Well, we're here now, so we can take a break at the end if you like.
It's probably quite obvious that we never had anyone mentoring us, but we like it guerrilla style, you know?
Yeah, guerrilla style. Yeah. God, I'm having that. We just say gone rogue. Guerrilla style. Wonderful.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've got the hairy armpits and everything for that one. So you met on your radio show. Tell us about your radio show, Sarah.
My radio show is on Heat Radio, and it is out of a Sunday. So it's a Sunday afternoon with me, Brittany, Kylie, a roast potato, that sort of thing. That's what happens with me.
I mean, that's everything covered.
Yeah, all of it, everything.
Yeah. And do you pretend to be you or Noel Fielding, whichever mood you're in?
Absolutely, just whatever comes first, whatever boots I'm wearing.
Yeah, silver ones are very space
kind,
cowboy.
But the cupboard, it is warm. Isn't it in the cupboard? It is. And you know when you've got hot feet and then you start to get a hot head?
If you need to get more comfortable, Sarah,
she will just undress.
I will.
It will just happen. Yeah.
I mean, Jules has seen us all before.
That's true, actually.
It's just James that we might need to blindfold for his own sanity. Yeah.
What?
You see me naked. Oh, right. Okay.
I've pretty much seen the entire
of
London
want to see
naked.
I'm James's boss. You don't want to see your boss naked at any point, do you? No matter how buff and fantastically in shape your boss might be. Nobody wants to see that. Exactly. So what's next? What's plans for world domination?
Well, I'm working at the moment with Global Tanning Direct. I'm working at the moment as Global Tanning Director with Tanlux. So I'm busy with that, working spray tans. But for us, global domination. What are we up to?
Well, YouTube. We're doing a huge YouTube takeover for May.
Amazing.
So, I mean, you will be sick to death of seeing us. Our faces, you won't be able to look at it a moment longer because there's going to be loads of videos. We filmed one the other day where we had to eat all these sweets and all these biscuits and everything. And I mean, we just got, we
YouTube
got horribly silly. No, sadly not. Right. Nobody's paying us, Joe. We're just doing it. Nobody's paying us a thing. Nobody's even asking.
Not that you
better. But we're doing it anyway.
Yeah.
No, it's one of those things where you have to try American candy. So I said to Sarah, right, we're eating American candy. And the next thing we know, we are both sucrose high.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pupils dilated.
I had a sweaty top lip. You know, I had to cling on. I had to hold on to the floor, you know.
Sounds like a good place to be. I could do with a bit of that today, the day I'm having at the Glamour.
I just had to throw out a load of Oreos this morning. I wish I'd have known because I'm having the worst fat day ever. And I looked in the fridge, I opened it up and I was like, oh, these American sweets, they need to go now.
These are the problem.
Have you tried the mint Oreos?
Yes, we have, haven't we,
and
Sarah?
The strawberry.
And how amazing are the mint ones, Sarah?
The mint ones. Have you had braces, Jo?
No, never.
So have you had impressions, like, done of your teeth? You know, when they kind of, you know, if you have whitening and stuff like that, like,
no,
to get a gum shield.
I don't piss around with my teeth.
No, fair enough. Fair enough.
Like, they're not even hers.
Brush them, brush them, leave them. Fine. Yeah. Hear you.
Yeah.
But if you've ever had an impression done, they put this horrible, like, minty, it's like a paste, isn't it, and they put it around your mouth, and the moment I bit into a mint Oreo, I just relived the whole sorry experience. So I just couldn't go near one, actually, which is unusual for me to discard a biscuit. I mean, I don't think it's ever happened before in my whole life.
And there's Jules doing the whole thing thinking, oh, Oreos are going to pay us for this.
Yeah.
But not anymore. That's
you can
it.
No. Keep your mint Oreos.
I would happily lay on the side of a bus naked with an Oreo mint. I'd do anything.
Oh, darling, you need at least five.
But tell me, I just want to know, Jules, I know you probably get asked this a lot, but tanning, you must have seen some things.
I've seen many things.
Just give us a bit of dirt. Just a little bit. Just a little taster.
Oh, it's so difficult because I will bring out a book one day, The Booth of Truth by Jules Von Hepp. It will be coming out.
I've told you before, there was in Viz magazine years ago, I remember they did a joke, like a not real article, obviously, it's Viz, with a security airport man. And the headline was, I've seen the star's arses, because he has to strip search all the people who go through his metal detector. And I've long said you could do a similar one.
Yes.
Well, it's a really funny job, because when I try and explain it, especially to my girlfriend's boyfriends, because girlfriends get it, they're like, oh yeah, you do spray tans, that's awesome. But the guy's like, what? You do spray tans? I'm like, well, put it this way, mate. I get paid to look at naked women. What do you do?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I work in accounts. I'm like, oh, bye, hon. See you later.
Suddenly Googling how to be a spray tanner.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. I could do this. No problem.
Is it okay to have a pathological hatred of certain words? Now, I think I know what pathological means.
Yeah, yeah, I
struggled. But I'm just going with the hatred.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I think it just means, like, you know, a stabby kind of hatred of certain words. I don't know if I do hate certain words that
really?
Are you kidding me?
I'm really not.
It was like a unanimous for us, wasn't
yeah.
it? We were like, 100%.
Well, weirdly, we were talking about it the other day, because you were talking about your favourite word, which is...
Discrepancy.
Yes.
And I don't have a favourite word either.
Oh, really?
Do you never think about this?
You haven't lived.
Do you have words that you like, though? Like, words that you like saying?
Well, yeah, but I try not to say them very much, because I'm
they're
have
naughty words,
money Joe in the
Elvin.
Swear jar. Yeah. Yeah.
So, my favourite word's knickers.
Oh, well, that's cute.
You know, yeah.
But when you say it, it sounds cute. If I say it, it doesn't sound cute.
Go on, say knickers.
Knickers.
It does.
No. It just sounds really Aussie. And no, Australian people don't say knickers. So
what do you call your pants?
Pants.
Right.
Undies.
Undies.
Undercrackers. Oh, I quite like undercrackers.
Undercrackers.
Have undercrackers.
Yeah. There you go, yeah. Joe. Yeah. We're laughing and we're learning.
Yeah. Consonants. Consonant central.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Anything that trips a little bit. My boyfriend's... Oh, no, he hates the word supple. My boyfriend hates it. John hates the word supple. But you've got loads that you hate.
Well, there's lots of things in life I hate, to be honest. But I had to email them to Sarah because I was like, I don't think I can physically say them.
What are they? Tell me.
Go on, Sarah.
Okay, well, there is...
I don't...
Yeah, there's blouse.
Oh, awful. Absolutely awful.
Pamphlet.
Vile.
What's wrong with pamphlet?
What's right with pamphlet? Are you in the 70s?
Pamphlet.
No.
Pamphlet. Pubic. Pubic is a horrible
word. Think
anything that takes you back to that sex education time at school. And if you are listening at school now and you're thinking,
I think pubic is hilarious.
School.
Yeah.
It still makes me giggle. Anything to do with down there, bums and things.
What I do for a living, Joe, tanner. I don't need words like that in my...
Do you have spray tanning, like, euphemisms for bum?
No, because I like the word bottom.
Right, fine.
I love the word bottom. But yeah, that the P word, awful. Yeah.
And also, Jules, I think this is your worst one. Flan. Flan. Flan.
It's the most disgusting
word.
I mean,
it's really
ever.
Immature, but it really just makes you laugh, doesn't it? And you can't, we kind of do know why, but we don't really want to say out loud why.
No.
Yeah.
But also,
no, it makes me feel sick because it makes me think of a bad quiche.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, you only really would hear it at a country fair.
It makes me think of something splaying in a very indelicate way.
Oh, honestly, I'm actually gipping.
Yeah. What I loved, as Joe said, splaying. It was the hands as well, just to demonstrate.
Well, I do talk with
chronic.
My hands.
Yeah, absolutely chronic.
Really like that.
I don't know. Well, I mean, the only word that really, it's not an onomatopoeic or a phonics thing. I don't like the word feisty, but that's for more political reasons.
Yes.
Because people only describe women as feisty, and it always reminds me of sort of like the Scrappy Doo character from Scooby-Doo or something like that's when people it's belittling a woman's anger at that point. That's the only word I can think of. If I hear somebody on the news or somebody say she's a feisty character, I just want to smash something in a very feisty way. Non-feisty, really just fucking angry way.
I feel like I've heard them use it on Bake Off, you know, like, oh gosh, this, I don't know, creme brulee is getting a bit feisty, you know. Yeah. I feel like it would be used in that sense.
No, people only use it to describe forthright women.
Yeah. I think that's a really good point, feisty. Though, like, because we hate the words by what they sound like, whereas actually if the word, like, I don't really like the word sexy, and I don't like it when it's used in a, especially in the beauty industry, I don't like it when this lipstick will make you sexy. Like, what a load of shit. Like, and it's also, I think it's quite derogatory.
You just undermined my entire industry.
I don't like sexiness. I think, like, it's, glamour is better than sexy.
Yeah.
I think, like, I don't like any word that makes a woman just seem like an object.
But also saying something sexy is like saying, look, you know, everybody, she's funny. The minute you say it, it's not true. It's read. It's like, if you have to say it.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. But it's like if a t-shirt says it's chic, it's not chic.
Yeah, if a shop
couldn't be
says
further
it,
from
yeah,
it.
If a shop says it's chic, chances nothing, are it isn't.
Nothing that is chic has a big sticker on it that says,
says it's chic. Exactly.
Yeah, although I do have a t-shirt I bought the other day that emblazoned across the chest says popular.
Great.
And I haven't worn it yet. I kind of don't dare wear it to work.
Totally wear that.
Yeah, that's
false
awesome.
Advertising, you know, but yeah.
Can I just say that I hate the word plunge?
You just say it's plunge, minge, clunge.
Yeah.
Sarah also hates the word toilet.
I do hate, but I hate anything toilety.
And gristle.
Oh, God, gristle. Oh.
Giblets isn't good, is it?
Oh, giblets is bad, actually.
Yeah.
It's I'm fun getting to into say, this though.
It's totally okay to hate words.
Yeah.
I guess so, but we don't know why.
No.
But I'm not going to argue with you because, you know, you seem very wound up and...
I'm a Northern Joe. We
very
could
short
have you.
I don't doubt it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Is it okay to be a hypochondriac?
Absolutely not.
No, I don't think so. Well, hypochondriac suggests that there isn't anything wrong, doesn't it? That there isn't actually a problem.
Well,
you just think there is.
Yeah, I always think there is.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm terrible. I'm the biggest hypochondriac.
You Google diagnose.
Yeah, but I think... I wager, I maintain that I will live longer than any of you because the minute there's a slight...
I don't want to tempt fate here,
I mean,
Joe.
I know...
No, I believe her.
I do know that my doctor is sort of like, oh, Christ, here she is again.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, recently I... not want to get too personal, but recently I found a lump and it was all fine and it's not anything at all. But they, I had sort of two doctors saying to me, I don't really know what that is, but
awful,
I'm sure it's
awful.
Fine.
The worst response.
Terrifying. Yeah. For a doctor.
My hypochondria means I've pursued that to the point where it's like, okay, you can have every test, you can have every test. Now, turns out they were right, and it is nothing.
But I think,
but I can't not know. I just can't. I can't do
but
that.
But I think that is a different circumstance.
Yes,
because
I
that's
do.
Actually, I don't think that's being hypochondriac. That's just being cautious. Yeah. Because that's quite a serious subject. Whereas I think, like, I have a friend, and we used to live together. Every week something was wrong, and it was ridiculous. It was like, I've slipped a disc opening the oven. It was like, get a fucking grip. No, you haven't. You've just like pulled a muscle because you haven't worked out in 3 months.
Yeah, you lazy cow.
Whereas I kind of take quite a northern route, and I'm like, no, everything is going
to
be fine.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody can say to me categorically, oh, no, that's totally normal, that's fine, then I relax. But I do think, I used to work at a magazine, not this one, where they actually handed me, there was like this comic strip from Dilbert, and it was this guy says in one cubicle, oh my God, have you heard about that disease where 1 second you feel fine and then the next minute you just drop dead? And in the next frame, it's this guy going, oh my God, I feel fine right now. And they framed that and gave that to me, because that's what, I mean, that is what I'm like. I'm always imagining the worst, but I think it's my survival skill.
I think the important thing to remember here, though, is when you're going to go, you're going to go.
Absolutely.
That's your time.
Yeah. How did that make you feel?
Joe just looks absolutely petrified. Do you need a spray tan, Joe? You're looking a bit pale.
I'm going to control that destiny to the bitter end.
Do you read about something and then go, I've got that, that's me?
No, because I know what I'm like. I actively try not to read about anything.
Okay.
And it's terrible when you work on a... I'm forever saying to the doctor, the thing is, I work on a women's magazine, and I've read so many times the story where... And my doctor said it was nothing. And then 6 months later, so I'm always sort of like got that slight, unless they can categorically say, no, it's absolutely this, I've always got that slight mistrust of like, but what if you're wrong? I mean, doctors are amazing, but they're only human. So this, oh my God, listen to me, I sound mental.
No.
But this is what I'm like.
You listen to this back, Joe, and make notes on yourself.
Yeah.
That's my tips to you.
This little podcast might just be for us. It may never actually see the light of day. I hope my doctor never hears it. He'll never let me back in.
And but, do you always get the same doctor? Do you always ask for the same doctor?
Yeah.
Because sometimes you can go in and it's just the luck of the draw, unless isn't it? Who's free?
Unless I'm so embarrassed to be going back again, and then I quite happily go and see somebody
What's the maximum you've been? How many times have you been? Like, you know...
Well, for the lump, I went about
five
times every month.
That's fair enough. Though.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
So, but just for like a bit of a... would
oh,
you?
No. Although I have... I must admit, I have done the thing where... I've been putting up with something for about 2 weeks, and then I think, no, come on.
Yeah.
We're drugging this. So, and I will go in and I might say, oh, I've had it for a month, when I've had it for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because I think
that's a good tactic.
But I also think that... I think being a hypochondriac, I don't know if it's a learned thing, because my parents are not hypochondriac. Like I once went, I think it was, God, 4 or 5 weeks with a broken wrist, because mum just didn't believe that I'd broken my wrist. She was like, oh, you're fine, get on with it,
My mum, I mean, you would have to be, your leg would have to be hanging off for it to get. My little brother went skiing, and I don't know what had happened. I think his boot was wrong or something. And he came back and he had a limp, right? He had a limp.
If anything says something's wrong,
I know.
It's a limp.
And mum was like, oh, don't be silly, you're fine. You've just been skiing, don't worry about it. And like they took, and he basically had like a hole in his leg, like in his foot. She was like, actually, yes, no, this is quite bad. We should take you in.
It's interesting you say that, because I'm trying really hard not to project my angst onto my daughter, but I don't know. I feel like maybe she's already said to me, well, I mean, if you've got a shellfish allergy, then I should probably not eat shellfish just in case. So I try not to, I'm completely the opposite of, you know, not noticing a broken wrist.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Is that wrist broken? I think it might be broken.
Yes, exactly. So is it okay? I need to have a word with myself, don't I?
I don't think the Googling's
for
okay.
me.
I don't think it's for you. Yeah.
I personally don't think hypochondriac is okay.
No. But you're all right.
Okay. But then if you're being caught, I think being cautious is good.
Yeah.
But I think saying that you've slipped your disc opening an oven.
It can happen, Jules. You just don't know. I read about this girl once.
Yeah.
Thank God for Uber Eats.
carrying on with the hypochondria theme, I want to read this review we got just yesterday, which I love, from you, Sarah Paddock, 87. It's a little bit long. Settle in.
Okay.
But I think it's worth it just for the ego massage.
James, get me the stool.
Yeah. I've been injured recently and not been able to run, and I love running, so dragged myself to the gym instead. I find music can get very samey when I'm looking at the dashboard of a static bike. Hell yeah. So I decided to dip my toe into the world of podcasts with Hey, It's Okay. What a wise decision you made, Sarah Paddock. I'm so glad I did. The half-hour episodes are perfect for my cardio sessions and take my mind off the boredom of the gym. My main problem is trying not to look like a loon laughing while I work out. Thank you for helping make a pretty crappy time much more bearable. Well, you know what, Sarah? We love that review, and I will be sending you a little present. If you review and subscribe to Glamour on iTunes, search Hey, It's Okay. We will read them out, and we will, if you're plucked from the many reviews we get, you may well get a prize handpicked by me. Is it okay to absolutely living hate swimsuits?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's it. Let's go home. That's it. Yes.
It's a weird thing. I always say to clients when they come for a spray tan before they go on holiday, they're like, oh, you know, it's that moment where I go down to the pool, the sarong comes off, and they're like, take me as I am. This is it. And I'm like, don't worry, I can sculpt and shade. I'm here for everything. But swimsuits.
You've never promised me the sculpting and the shading.
I've never been sculpted. Or you'd have a job. You'd have a job here.
But swimsuits are horrendous. Even for men, I was trying to describe it to my friends. Like, as a guy, you go buy your swimwear, and then there's that moment where you have to climb out of the pool.
Yes.
And it's like, there's that moment where I think, I'm David Gandhi in the Dolce & Gabbana campaign. And then the reality kicks in, and I'm like, this is all clung around an area that I don't want it to be clung to.
Don't you?
That's all I've got.
I always see people on the beach of both sexes, of all ages, of all shapes and sizes, who you can just tell are giving zero fucks about how they look on the beach.
Yeah.
And I've tried so
hard. They usually walk the Victoria's Secret shows.
Yeah. Well, no. Well, this is what I mean. No.
I hate them.
Far from it. And I love that, and I envy it. And I always thought that I'd get to an age where, particularly now I have a child, where I'd just be one of those mums that nobody looks at on the beach, so I wouldn't care. And I am one of those mums that nobody looks at on the beach. And yet I still feel naked standing on a beach. Why do we do it to ourselves? Why can't we just unshackle from caring? Because everybody else is just caring what they think, what they look like.
But everybody's inside really thinking the same. Like, it's that classic thing, isn't it? That everybody looks like they're not giving a fuck, but actually everybody does. Everybody does to a certain degree, you know.
I don't know. I think some people really don't care, and I just want that bottled and to be able to drink it.
But I don't think they always feel like that.
That's Sauvignon Blanc, darling. Yeah. That's what that is. That's why you don't
Absolutely.
Care.
Absolutely. You're not drinking enough, Joe. That's the problem here.
God, this is an epiphany moment.
Yeah. I miss the Victorian swimsuits. You know, the play suits that came to your knee and just over your shoulders. Everybody looking exactly the same. That would be nice.
This is why I go to Cornwall and everyone just wears their jeans on the beach.
Yeah, that's it. Stay in the UK. No problem.
I think that's the awful thing with swimwear, where when you're sunbathing or you're lying by the pool, there's that moment where you have to turn and things just move that shouldn't move. Like, I can only lie on my front or on my back.
Yeah.
Whereas I would quite like there to be some form of like swimwear cape
for
turning.
It's okay. In the water, like, where as far as everyone's concerned, I'm just ahead. You know what I mean?
That's fine.
Or I'm on the chaise longue, the sun lounger, in a cover up. There's literally no in between with me. I don't let it all hang out. I mean, I'm too pale for a start. Jules, you know how pale I am. I do not tan, so I don't bother doing that.
Not as white as me.
Whiter than a milk bottle.
Honestly, I'm like a Cure fan, you know, who's been kept inside. I am so white. I'm blue, actually.
I'm blue.
I'm basically Stilton. That's what I kind of look like. One thing that I have, because weirdly, I've never worn a bikini until this year. And I had this really sort of weird moment this year. I was on holiday and I was in a rooftop pool. There was nobody else there. And I was like, I'm going to wear a bikini. And we did it. And I took a picture of it.
Did everyone scream?
Yeah. People ran. There was like sirens going off. A helicopter came over. It was
harpooned down. Yeah, and that was the end of the day.
Get rid of her. No, she's done it.
It's like Cloverfield. Martial law. Yeah.
But And I felt great. In that moment, I felt amazing. And I really didn't care. The next day, I was like, I'll wear it again. I'll do it again. I was like, no, I don't want to wear it today. We all change. We change all the time. I have realized, though, in much the same way that I am high-waisted jeans for life, I'm not coming back down. I am also one piece for life. I've realized it's like not happening.
I just feel a little bit more secure.
Yes.
Although I used to have a bikini phase, and then I realized, again, it doesn't go with being a mum in the same way. I took my daughter to a public pool and I realized I was the only one in a bikini. And I did clock a bit of, who does she think she is? Sort of, does she think she's Kim Kardashian? So I quickly went and bought some one
major
pieces.
No,
but do you know what I mean, though?
Is for women.
I like
is
the idea
swimwear.
That you ran out of the pool to go and buy a one piece.
Like, oh my god, I'm being shamed here.
Yeah,
just went without a sarong and sliders.
Yeah, that's it.
Quick, go.
move.
But as women, because as a guy, it's quite easy to swimwear shop. You just see it on the shelf. Bye.
Yeah,
done. For girls, it's so hard because you've got two pieces, three pieces, all these cutout bits. Everything.
No,
like,
you've just
eight,
got
nine, designed. 10 pieces.
And then that weird plastic thing that sits underneath.
Oh,
what
yes,
is that?
The sanitary strip.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's very, very gross. Important. Well, only for when, before you've decided that you're going to buy.
But you have to you have to keep your knickers on, don't they?
It exactly.
Says, so and it's then all... what does that look like? You're like, oh, I'm getting a real sense of it now with a sort of potato bottom.
It's like basically going back to your swim nappy days, isn't
yeah,
it?
That's it, yeah. Isn't it?
But that's why I never spend any money on stuff as well. I always go to the cheapest shop. So it probably doesn't help that I've got the nastiest, cheapest swimwear because I refuse to spend proper money.
Good
on
for that tidal wave. Yeah.
It's gone see-through again, Joe.
It's down the beach, Joe. Yeah.
It's win-win. I'm exhausted now. I can't.
You've got to pick back up, Joe.
I
absolutely.
Can't solve any more pressing issues today. But thank you so much. I know I'm a hypochondriac.
Yes.
I know it's okay to hate my swimwear, but I'm going to keep on wearing it.
Yeah.
I'm so beach body ready, as are you, Sarah.
Oh, I'm always beach body ready. Absolutely. Yeah. They can roll me out.
I have a body. I'm sticking it on the beach.
Yes.
So we're done. And I can't even remember what was the other thing. Oh, words.
It's okay to hate words.
I just want
to
say one more time, giblet, giblet, giblet. Yeah. Thank you so much, Jules and Sarah. Catch their podcast, Jules and Sarah, every Friday on Acast. And you can search on iTunes,
I presume. Yes.
So thank you so much. See you again next time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.